with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Apologize for the first two segments.
We're
all over the map. But anyway, if you're packing for a picnic and you've got to go where there's usually a park, there's no refrigeration. Most of the times, you might be in a pavilion, but most of the times you're out in the open. What's that look like to you?
Packing for a picnic. I hear a country song coming
right,
on.
Right, yeah.
I think I'm going to go write one.
Yeah, it is Jethro, country with a twist. This is right. Barbecue with a twist.
And we're right? Twisted.
Yeah.
I just want to also throw out there that next week we're going to delve into barbecue trailers, because some of you out there are pros and semi-pros like us, and you maybe have been toying around with a trailer, and we have a local company making them, and I met the fellow recently.
We just can't talk about packing for a picnic. This is the third segment where we started, and now
it's
we're going
fast. No, I'm priming you for next week. So some of the things you look at when you're doing that is, are you cooking your food on site? And if you're not, I don't want to talk about it. We're only talking about throwing some meat on fire. And okay. It's either gas or wood. Most people aren't going to pack a pellet grill for a picnic. And if you do, if you do, I hope I don't get invited.
Charcoal, too. You know, you got the little pole stand.
When
grill.
I say gas or wood, charcoal is wood.
Yep.
So that's it. So what are you cooking on? And even your pizza oven does wood or gas.
Yep. Exactly.
So I guess the type of fuel you like to use in a mobile scenario like that is kind of important. And what equipment you own.
Right.
That's
you got a Weber grill
predicate.
You throw in the back of the truck and you take it with you.
That's a big predicate.
That's one,
yep.
Right?
And or a cheap little Miko or whatever, those little $99 charcoal, small, they're square, kind of bubbled. It's like a squared off kettle, you know, and you buy them all over. There's millions of those made too. But those are great for bringing around, because if you ruin it in transit, if you break it on site, you throw it in the park dumpster.
Right. But it's a charcoal grill.
Yep.
Right? So always plan ahead. Give yourself 20 minutes to get your charcoal going before you want to eat. I mean, if you got a bunch of kids lined up, I'm ready to eat, and your charcoal's not hot.
Well, not only that, but when you're done, make sure when everybody's starting to eat, you do something with that hot grill, because you're going to have kids all over the place, and you don't want to just go dump those hot coals in the woods.
No, especially now with the lack of rain that we've had in the last week or two. You'd be very careful around that. But there's usually places to put that kind of thing. If there's a steel, if you don't
bring
have
shovel.
One, bring a little
bring
steel.
A shovel.
Bring a shovel and dig a hole and bury them, yeah.
So in prepping and I guess I want to talk about prepping for this event. You've got things to consider like fuel. And, of course, if it's gas or charcoal, you know, just know what quantities you've really got. Because, you know, how many picnics have been ruined because the propane tank went empty or because the coals didn't get hot enough? Or we've all been there.
Right.
Storage containers. This is a huge and a really big consideration. Because you got to keep critters out if you're camping. You got to keep your food clean and sanitary and dry and free from ants. You've got to keep the skunks and the bear and all this other stuff out of it, depending on where you're at. Maybe it's going to be in the sun, so you might want to put a shelter over it. But another big consideration that if you've ever done any of these picnics or these big family events at a park, let's say we're famous for renting county parks and having the whole family show up from all over. Sanitation. And if you've been through any kind of food schools, you've had to deal with it, but we're going to put you through a little food school right now. And when you're out with all those crazy cousins or those buddies from work or whatever you're doing, sanitation's a big deal. What you don't want is to make somebody have to go to the bathroom a bunch because they touched a contaminated tong or, you know.
I think the number one occurrence of that is using the same set of barbecue tongs on raw food that you do on cooked food.
You sound like you're suffering PTSD.
specifically with chicken. Okay, beef, pork. Not so bad.
Pork too.
Pork is bad, but beef, you're okay. Hot dogs, you're okay. Hamburgers, you're probably okay. But if you, because those foods can be eaten raw and not make you sick, but not chicken and not pork. So bring two pair, maybe
fish,
bring three pair.
Fish, some yeah. fish.
Bring two or three pairs of tongs with you when you go to the park, because if you're pulling stuff out of a bag of marinade or something and you're slapping it on the grill,
well,
you want to clean those tongs.
Yep.
You want clean tongs touching the food after it's been on the grill.
I would also tell you to have drinking water and then another container. I've got these big military cans, except they're plastic civilian versions now, but they copied the old military fuel cans we used to have. And they stand upright, so they pack in the back of a truck really nice. They don't hog the floor.
Right.
And then what you can do is turn them on their side, and it's got a little turn tap on it.
Yep.
Really handy for rinsing stuff off. And then what my wife will do is she'll take an old bottle of laundry detergent, and she'll leave just a little bit in the bottom, and she'll fill it with water and set that on the picnic table. It's already got the little push plunger. So you just put your hands on it, and you push that plunger, and you wash your hands. You wash all your dishes and everything with that laundry detergent. It's right. fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a simple, easy little way. Again, it's all self-contained.
Yep.
You can haul it, because we're talking about logistics now, making sure you show up and don't blow up.
Right. And make sure that you've got what you need when you get there. And at that point, you know, the other thing, it's a trick we've always used is grab some bottles of water. You may want them anyway, but use them as your ice.
Yep.
So they don't take up all your cooler space. And then when you get there, pull them out and set them on the picnic table.
Or leave them in the cooler and let them keep your food cool.
Well, the ones you yeah. want to drink, thaw them out is where I was yep. going. But the other ones are, yeah, leave them in there. And if you need them later in the party or whatever, yep. you pull them out then.
Absolutely. And then I guess the other thing I always think about when having to do these types of, because again, yeah, and the same thing was with my family, the Nurmico side. If we would have a get-together, very often I was behind it or pushing it because my mom was still alive maybe, or my mom and dad were still alive. I wanted to get everybody together. You want to do that. And there's a whole bunch of procrastinators in my family that would say, yeah, let's do
every
it.
Every family.
Let's
every,
do it. And family. They don't do a thing. So I'm like, forget this, man. I'm going to get this going. And so all of a sudden now, and I've got this wonderful wife who is fantastic at making lists. So when she sees me throw myself into the fire like that, she's pretty good about running into the building behind me. And she's got her list. So she's the organized one. I'm the driver. And she can look at even a dirty garage and say, okay, here's how you're going to have to clean it. And I love it when she does that for my garage. But she, you know, you have to have that person that's looking at an event like that. An event coordinator, people do that, but that looks at your event and says, okay, we have to have X amount of tables. We got to bring some plastic tables because you're going to be throwing a bunch of meat out. I don't want you doing that on the picnic table where the kids are going to be playing, right?
Right.
You don't want to be
and
Fred
here's,
and Barney
here's
over there.
The big tip on cooking like that when you're in the park. Go to the store, I don't care where you go, and buy a roll
yep.
of plastic tablecloth.
Yep. Or
and bring your duct tape.
Yep.
And cut a strip of it off and put it on whatever table you've got, because at the end you just pop that duct tape off, wad that thing
yep.
up and throw it away. There is no cleanup.
Yep.
And it's perfect.
And or if you're like looking for a surface for people to eat on, you can get those big rolls of brown paper or
right.
butcher paper. And that looks really nice, but it also is a good thing you can throw away.
Right.
Some people aren't fans of plastic.
Right. Cleanup is easy.
But
the surface
area you need to cook on and prep on is just something to put on the radar. That's all I'm
right.
trying to emphasize. And then comfort. So make sure your tables are high enough. If you're going to be the guy there, the head cook in the kitchen, make sure you've got one of those tables that jacks up. Jop and I love those. We've got
right.
many of them.
Sore backs if you don't
oh.
have them. Yeah. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about more of this planning for a picnic, and maybe we'll cover a couple menu items, too, because You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.